The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, has proposed the first-ever comprehensive overhaul of performance standards for the Head Start program. A lot has changed since the current standards were adopted in 1975. Advocates say the proposed revisions are generally good, but there's concern about eliminating the requirement to establish parent committees. Shaniqua Levin at Every Child Matters Long Island says that parental involvement is critical.
Head Start will give them that exposure and makes them feel like this is what you're supposed to be doing for your child. And that way it helps them stay connected. And it bridges that gap from home to school.
The new standards would also more than double the required minimum hours, making Head Start a full-day, full-year program. HHS estimates that would cost $1 billion, but Congress has yet to appropriate the funds. Rita Foster Tootbon, president of the New York State Head Start Association, says the full-day requirement may force some programs to accept fewer children.
You have half-day classrooms, now you have to make them full-day, and in order to keep the same number of children, you have to be able to have new space. So if they could back that up with some funding, that would be really helpful.
Tootbon says in some areas, the locally designed half-day program served the community better than it would to require a full-day program. But Levin points out that the longer schedule would be easier for parents who have full-time jobs and would provide added benefits for children.
This may be the only place that the child is getting several meals a day and actually experiencing development through growth that's stimulating them this way.
A public comment period for the new Head Start performance standards ends on August 18th. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.